From Hollywood, the Judy Canova Show, brought to you each week by the Colgate Palmolive Pea Company, makers of Palmolive soap and Halo shampoo. Palmolive soap, your beauty hope, and Halo shampoo to glorify your hair present the Judy Canova Show with Mel Blanc, Ruby Dandridge, Joe Kearns, Ruth Parrott, George Neese, the sportsman, Charles Dant and his orchestra, and starring Judy Canova.
I may be wrong, but I think you're wonderful. I may be wrong, but I think you're swell. I like your style, say, I think it's marvelous. I'm always wrong, so how can I tell? Sue says to me, we're all aces. No romance that made me a wreck. But you've got my heart going places. You poor man's Gregory Peck. You came along, say,
I think you're wonderful. I think you're grand, but
I may be wrong.
All my shirts were unsightly. All my ties were a crime. If in me you picked rightly,
it's the very first time.
Oh, you came along, say,
well, like every girl in every city and hamlet, Judy has her favorite Hollywood magazine. At the moment, Judy and her Aunt Aggie have just entered the neighborhood drugstore to get the latest issue of the magazine called Hollywood Glamour.
Good morning, Mr. Druggist.
Good morning, ladies. I hope you're well. There's lots of coughs and colds going around.
Yes, there is.
Oh, but I'm never bothered. I always use Dr. Snaffle's cough medicine. I use Dr. Snaffle's cough. Dr. Snaffle. I take a good slug of whiskey.
Say, do you have a copy of the magazine Hollywood Glamour?
Oh, yes, that's here somewhere.
Mr. Druggist, while you're looking for the magazine, me and Aunt Aggie will sit at the soda fountain.
Fine. What'll you have?
Oh, let me see. Something light. I want a chocolate, strawberry, tutti frutti, marshmallow, cherry, pineapple, hot butterscotch, nut sundae.
Do you want anything on it?
I didn't know you liked sundaes, Judy.
Yes, Miss Canova. I thought you preferred milkshakes. Last week you told me you were a sucker for a milkshake.
I had to be. You gave me a leaky straw.
Oh, well, I'll fix the sundaes, ladies. You can browse through the magazine.
Oh, look, Aunt Aggie, here's a copy of Hollywood Glamour.
Good, Judy. Now you can find out about that contest.
Wonder what page it's on. Oh, look, they got something about me here on page 4. Says here, what beautiful glamour girl was seen riding a horse on the Beverly Hills bridal path last Monday? Aunt Aggie, they mean me.
Judy, are you sure that was you?
Sure it was me, and Lana Turner can prove it. She was riding right behind me.
What else does it say?
Says here, but who was that funny-looking rural character who was also seen on the bridal path? Now, that's no way to talk about Lana Turner.
Oh, look,
right,
Judy.
Good-looking girl.
Look here,
what?
Judy. Here's the piece about the contest.
Golly, what prizes they're offering. Says here, Hollywood Glamour magazine will give to California's most attractive young married couple a prize of $10,000 and a completely furnished cottage. Oh, boy, that's for me and my boyfriend, Bentley Botford.
But, Judy, you're not married to Benchley. And even if you were, the contest rules say the young couples with the largest families will be given first consideration.
Oh, that's no problem. Maybe Benchley will marry me.
But, Judy, the rules specify a large family, and the contest ends in a year.
Well, that's all right. I'll hurry. Aunt Aggie, do you suppose Benchley would marry me?
Well, he's been going with you for 2 years, Judy. All Benchley does is play golf, polo, go yachting, and attend the horse races. I think it's high time he married you.
So do I. He can't go through life just enjoying himself. Well, he can't.
But, Judy, maybe Benchley feels he can't afford to get married.
Oh, shucks. Cincy made $40,000 last year, and if you ask me, that's a nice round figure.
A nice round figure?
Somebody talking about me?
Oh, hello, Geranium. What are you doing here in the drugstore?
Well, I'll tell you, Miss Judy, I want to look at the new exercises in that Physical Culture magazine. Boy, they sure make you feel good.
You sure look good, Geranium.
Yeah, this morning I jumped out of bed at 5 a.m.
To do your exercises?
No, that was a short circuit in my heating pad.
Well, listen, tell me, do you still do that exercise where you touch your toes with your fingertips?
Yeah, Miss Jude, I try it every morning.
Are you able to touch your toes with your fingertips?
No, but I have a lot of fun waving at them.
Geranium, that's a pretty strenuous exercise, isn't it?
Well, it is for me, ma'am. You see, I got a figure like the national budget.
Like the national budget? Why?
I can't make both ends meet.
Geranium, I want you to do me a favor.
Oh, just name it, Miss Judy, just name it.
Well, maybe if you'll help me cook a meal for my boyfriend Bentley, he might begin to get serious.
Oh, that's a good idea, Miss Judy. You know, I tried that on my boyfriend Pomeroy, and he sure got confectionist.
Now, I bet he did.
Yeah, so did I. You know, I called him my sweet frosted cupcake.
Yeah, but what did he say to that?
He said, my little jumbo jelly roll, come sprinkle me with powdered sugar.
Judy, when Bentley comes over tonight, do try to make a good impression by looking your very best.
I will, Aunt Aggie. I'll go over to a dress shop and get myself all dolled up. I'll see you later.
Good afternoon, madam. What can I do for you?
Well, I'd like to see something smart that ain't too high priced.
Well, here's a beautiful cocktail gown for $200.
Do you have something in a short beer for about $10?
Lady, you're going to be hard to wait on. You're pretty choosy.
I'd like to see some of your fancy stuff, some kind of chick.
I better take you over to Monsieur Henri. He's our Paris designer from Paris, France. He's a genuine parasite. Oh, Monsieur Henri, one of our difficult cases for you.
Oh, don't bother me. I'm busy pinning up this model.
Well, never mind that now. Turn around. I want you to meet Miss Canova.
Oh, all right. Miss Canova. Ah! Oh, you made me swallow all my pins.
Sure is nervous, ain't he? Monster Henri, I want the very latest style gown. Now, I sort of want to interview my boyfriend.
Well, the latest spring trend is toward flower decollete tea gown.
Declamate?
Oh, you big silly, you can't even pronounce your words right. When you're at an afternoon garden party, don't you love to be just a little decollete?
Yes, I never touch anything stronger than 7-Up.
Madam, decollete means low cut. Now take this backless and strapless gown here. This is what I meant by decollete.
Kind of naked, ain't it?
Oh. Madam, nudity is only a state of mind. Why, as a matter of fact, women didn't even start wearing clothes until the apple was eaten in the Garden of Eden.
Yeah, if you ask me, it's about time somebody passed the fruit around again.
You know, madam, I'm afraid you're going to be very difficult to fit.
Why should I be hard to fit? Shucks, I got a juvenile figure.
Yes, I know, but most of it's delinquent.
Well, I ain't the type that gets carried away by flattering her. Now, Martha Henry, I got the money. Now, why can't you show me some of your exclusive stuff?
Oh, madam, you're a very difficult case. Really, if you must know, you're overtaxing my brain.
Chuck, don't you know there ain't any tax on abandoned property? I just want to look pretty for my boyfriend so I can get a proposal. Why can't you fit me?
Well, frankly, madam, if you wore our exclusive clothes, you'd be a poor advertisement for this shop. Let us consider the matter closed.
Well, I admit I ain't a close horse, let's face it.
No, but you're a horse, Babe. Let's close. And if you expect to get a proposal from your boyfriend, I'm afraid it's a lost cause.
You know something, mister? You remind me of my canary bird. Once he ate some sausage and sang a song. As soon as he sang, our cat jumped in and pulled the canary out of the cage. And if you ask me, there's a moral there.
What moral?
When you're full of baloney, it's best to keep your mouth shut.
Remember, doctors prove Palmolive's beauty results. It's true, doctors prove Palmolive soap can bring 2 out of 3 women a more beautiful complexion in just 14 days. And this plan was tested on women with all types of skin.
Even women with dry skin, oily skin, rough skin, women in their 50s, even women whose skin wasn't clear.
Yes, 36 doctors, leading skin specialists, have proved the 14-day Palmolive plan improves all types of skin. Yes, brings fresher, brighter, younger-looking complexions. Start your 14-day Palmolive plan now. It's as simple as 1, 2, 3. Here's all you do. 1.
Wash your face with Palmolive soap.
2.
Then massage your face for 60 seconds with Palmolive soft, lovely lather. You see, 1 full minute of this cleansing massage brings your skin Palmolive's full, beautifying effect.
3.
Then rinse. Do this just 3 times a day for 14 days.
And that's all. Remember, doctors proved this beauty plan with Palmolive soap brought 2 out of 3 of all women tested a more beautiful complexion in just 14 days, no matter what beauty care they used before. So get Palmolive soap. See what Palmolive can do for your own complexion in only 14 days.
And for tub or shower, for loveliness all over, get the new big thrifty bath size Palmolive.
Now back to Judy Canova and the Sportsman singing Alexander's Ragtime Band.
Oh, my honey, better hurry and let me ander. Ain't going to the leader man, ragged leader man. Oh, my honey, let me take you to Alexander's grand, brass band. Ain't you coming along? Come on here, come on here,
Alexander's ragtime band.
Come on here, come on here,
it's the best band in the land.
They can play a few songs like you never heard before.
So natural that you want to go to war.
Just the bestest band would have.
My honey man, come on along, come on along.
Let me take you by the hand.
Up to the man, up to the man, who's the leader of the band.
And if you care to hear the Swanee River,
play it in right time.
Come on here,
come on here.
Come on along,
come on along,
come on along,
ain't you coming along?
Come on along, listen to the way they play.
Come on along,
it's the greatest in the world today.
They've got the kind of beat, make the bell of happy feet. So let's tear up the rug and we'll do the bunny hug.
Come on along, let me take you by the hand.
Up to the man,
the man, the leader man,
the man, who's the leader of the band.
And if you
wanna hear the Swanee River played in ragtime,
come on along,
come on along, to Alexander's ragtime band, to Alexander's ragtime.
Shop.
Goodness, Judy, that skirt is awfully short.
But short skirts are healthy.
Short skirts are healthy?
Sure, they keep men out in the open and improve their eyesight. That's sorry. You know, the girl that sold me this skirt said, Miss Canova, the first time your boyfriend sees you in this skirt, he'll be speechless. He'll stand there dumbfounded. Why, he won't even be able to say...
Pardon me for talking in your face.
Pedro, say, you look happy tonight.
Si, senorita. I am in love. My new girlfriend is a wonderful cook. She can cook anything.
Oh, is she good at preserving?
See? Already she has canned three husbands.
Golly, she sounds like a woman of the world.
Oh, no, senorita. My girl is a regular goody-goody.
A goody-goody?
Si. Every time a fellow parks with her on a dark street, she says goody-goody.
Well, I bet you don't mind that.
I do, senorita. Every time I park my car, I put my arms around her. She whispers sweet nothing doings in my ear.
Do you enjoy going driving with her?
Oh, no, senorita. The last time we had a terrible argument, she wanted the top down and I wanted it up. But she put the top down anyway. I wish she hadn't done it.
Quiet, Pedro.
My car is not a convertible. Well, I will go now, senorita. Buenas noches.
And a bunch of knot holes for you, too, Pedro.
Judy Benfield here to see you.
Oh, thanks, Aunt Aggie.
Hello, Judy. Oh, you look wonderful tonight.
Do I, Ben?
Yes. Oh, Judy, you're cute.
Oh, no, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
Oh, no, I'm not.
Oh, yes, you are.
I'm going to quit while I'm still ahead.
Let me look at you, Judy. Ah, your lips. Your lips were meant for front porch swings. Your lips were meant for park benches.
That's funny. I always thought they were meant for lips. I'm going to take another look there sometime.
Judy, what? Sometimes, you know, sometimes I think something's wrong with me.
Why, Ben?
Well, I have a strange feeling when I'm near you. I have a mad, insane desire to crush you in my arms and smother you with kisses.
You ain't insane, son. You're just beginning to make sense.
Yes, Judy?
Haven't you ever thought of a cute little union-made cottage with pickets all around it?
But, Judy...
Charlie, I can just see it all so plain. There you are in the parlor, sitting by the fireside. I'm in the kitchen whipping up a cake, and Junior's in the nursery playing with his toys.
But, Judy, we're not even married.
Gosh, what do we tell Junior?
Judy, why all this talk about marriage and children all of a sudden?
Well, basically, I got a very special reason for wanting more children than any other young married couple in California.
Then, Judy, you've got to marry the right man. Some girls get married and then find out their husband simply can't bear children.
Well, if they could, Ripley would sure look them up.
Judy, a large family is quite a responsibility.
Yeah, but basically, large families are happy families. I'll never forget my family back in Cactus Junction. Oh, boy, those were the happy days. I remember one day, Ma says to Pa, she says to him, she says, "Wake up, Pa. Wake up, you lazy critter. Breakfast has been ready for hours."
Why, Ma, the sun ain't even up yet.
Give it time, Pa. It just went down.
Gosh, I'm itchy, Ma. I thought you said that fish kill mosquitoes.
Fish do kill skeeters, Pa.
Well, I wish this one I'd get to work. I'm tired of taking it to bed every night.
Pa, what's that you were sleeping in last night?
My new long underwear. How do you like it?
That's mighty pretty sewing on the front, but the back is kind of a letdown. Breakfast, Pa.
Gosh, Ma, you sure worship me. I'm your idol, ain't I?
What makes you say that, Pa?
You're always laying burnt offerings in front of me. Oh.
What's the matter, Pa?
This chicken tastes funny. It's burnt.
Oh, that's all right, Pa. I rub Vaseline on it.
You know something, Ma? We've been married 22 years.
Yeah, Pa, and 16 years ago today, I went to the hospital. Yep, 2 weeks later, I come back with little Judy.
Sure was a coincidence you both getting sick at the same time.
Pa, I'm afraid Judy's kind of the backward type. She don't say much.
That's nothing, Ma. I didn't talk till I was 5 years old.
How come, Pa?
I didn't have nothing to say.
Pa, we're going to make things easier for ourselves now. I just got a high crib for the baby.
Good, Ma.
Yep, now we can hear him when he falls out of bed. Look, Pa, here comes Judy's dumb boyfriend, Luke. Howdy, Luke.
Oh, howdy, folks. Oh, something terrible just happened. What?
Now, what's the trouble?
Oh, gosh. I had a terrible thing happen. I got to start wearing eyeglasses.
What happened, Lukey?
Boy, coming through the pasture. I picked up a snake and I tried to kill a stick with it.
Lukey, you look plumb wore
out. Well, I've been sorting potatoes all afternoon. The good ones from the bad ones. The good ones from the bad ones. Oh, it sure made me nervous.
Were it hard work, Lukey?
Well, it wasn't the work. It was making all them decisions that drove me crazy. Well, excuse me, folks. Well, I'm going in and court Judy. You know, everyone says Judy and me make a perfect couple.
Yep, you sure do, Lukey. What you ain't got, she ain't got neither. But she's into the room. You just go on in there. She was expecting you. She sprayed the parlor with DDT. Can't me and Paul go outside and swill the pig.
And basically, you can see for yourself that Ma and Paul are happy with a big family.
But, Judy, why are you so eager to have a big family?
Well, Bensley, there's a contest. The young married couples with the most kids and I suppose... Oh, excuse me, Bensley. Hello? Yes? Yes? But who says I haven't got a chance against you in this contest? Who is this speaking, please? Who? Oh.
Who was it, Judy?
Some fella named Bing Crosby.
Hey, hello, everybody. Hey, hello. Hey, hello, little shampoo that glorified your hair. Oh, hey, hello, everybody. Hey, hello.
Use Halo Shampoo if you want naturally bright and beautiful hair. Remember, even finest soaps and soap shampoos hide the natural luster of your hair with dulling soap film. But Halo contains no soap, therefore cannot leave dulling soap film. The first time you use Halo, your hair glistens in all its natural brilliance. The natural color and luster shine through like sunshine through a clean windowpane. And remember, even in hardest water, Halo makes oceans of rich, fragrant lather. Halo quickly carries away loose dandruff and grease, needs no lemon or vinegar rinse, because Halo leaves no dulling soap film. Nothing to hide, your hair's natural beauty. Say hello to Halo and goodbye to dulling soap film. Use Halo on your children's hair, too. Get Halo shampoo at any cosmetic counter. Remember, Halo glorifies your hair.
So Halo, everybody, Halo. Halo shampoo, Halo.
Now, back to Judy Canova and the Sportsman singing the beautiful ballad, I'll Close My Eyes.
I'll close my eyes to everyone but you, and when I do, I'll see you standing there. I'll lock my heart.
This is Vern Smith asking you to follow the 14-day Palmolive plan for a lovelier complexion and be sure to use Halo shampoo to glorify your hair. Now, here's Judy.
Good night, everybody. Sorry to be a little late. Good night, Queenie, baby.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.